We're talking here today with Kiera Hammond from South Central Calhoun. She is going to be headed down to Kansas Wesleyan to continue her course, her education, and also her softball career. First of all, Kiera, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on the decision.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Let's start about this process for you. You've always loved the sport of softball. You're awfully good as well in volleyball, and also had a great last few years in track as well. So when it came for you, how did the recruiting process start? Did school start reaching out to you? Did you start reaching out to them? And when did you feel like, okay, I want to go play sports in college?
Well, I think I started thinking about where I wanted to go to college about my sophomore year. And then my junior year, I think I started going on some visits just to get a feel of what I like and what I don't. And then it was about middle of my junior year, I think, that a lot of colleges maybe started reaching out a little bit more with both track and softball. So that was when I really started thinking about, okay, I want to play a sport. I just need to decide which one I want to play and where I like best.
So take us through some of those early trips then. Where did you go? What did you learn? And how did that help you kind of decide and map out what you were looking for?
Yeah, so one of my first college visits were actually to Briarcliff and Morningside over in Sioux City. I didn't know really much about the college process back then, so we thought that was a good start off of, and I talked to both of the coaches there, and it kind of gave me like as a base of what I liked going there. I just didn't feel like at home there, so I knew like this isn't exactly where I want to be, so I just kind of like used those two colleges to compare the other places I liked. And then later on, as I went into more college visits, I compared it and I was like, yeah, I really like this in a college, and I don't like that in a college.
What were you starting to look for? What were the things that you liked about college and that started to become that process?
Well, in colleges, I would look at the campus to see if I really liked the campus or not. And then I would look at the coaches, see if I really liked, if I liked talking to the coaches, if they seemed like I would want them to be my coaches for the next 4 years. And then I looked at, like, the professors to see if I would be able to learn from them and if I liked them or not.
When did Kansas Wesleyan come into the picture, and when were you able to make a trip there?
I think Kansas Wesleyan came in to the picture a little after the end of my junior softball season. So this summer, they reached out saying, hey, we saw your stats on, like, Varsity Bound or something. We would like to talk to you about coming to Kansas. And they had a camp that I went down to. It was like a recruitment day. So I went down and I talked to the team. I went on a little tour on campus. And then in the afternoon, we went to a little camp there, and where I got to show my skills and stuff. And then later on, like a few days later, they said, hey, we really like you. We would love for you to come down to Kansas. And so that they became one of my options for where I want to go to.
What was it about the campus or about the team or the trip that made it stand out for you that was a place you could see yourself at?
I really like the campus. They have a really nice campus, I think. And I really like the team. Everywhere I went to, I looked at the team and said, do I like the team atmosphere? If I didn't like how they interacted with each other, because that's who I'm going to be spending all my time with. So I want to know if I would be able to be a part of that team. And I also like to look at the coaches, and I really like the coaches there. They seem to like really respect me and really want to make me happy there. So
what was some of those early conversations with their coaching staff like?
Well, some of it is like, since Kansas Wesleyan is about 6 hours away, so it was like, yeah, we have plenty of things to do here. And, you know, even though it's far away from home, you'll still feel at home. And I think just talking to them, they made me feel welcome and it made me feel like I'm really wanted there. And I just like the way that they seem to run their program there. And I just really liked them after talking to them.
What style of program do they run? What do they see in you as a softball player, and how do you fit in?
Yeah, so they said that they liked me for like my batting wise. So I think they really like, they're really strong on the batting side of things. Like they like to take, they like to have strong hitters and whatnot. So they like to have power hitters. They like to have quick bunts, slap hitters. They like to have all kinds of things. So they thought I could be really help them with their program in that aspect.
Defensively, still looking at first base for you?
Yes, I am still working on first base there.
So let's talk about the rest of the process then. Kansas Wesleyan jumped in as one of the favorites. Who were some of the other schools that this decision came down to, and were you able to visit all of those different places?
Yeah, so some of the other colleges I have looked at Buena Vista University for, and I've talked to like the track coach there and a little bit of the softball coach, but that college was mostly for track. I've looked talked to the Grinnell coach over in Grinnell, and I've talked to the Wartburg coaches for track and a little bit of softball. And so after a while, I decided that I'm not going to do track. That's not where I'm going to be happy at. So I kind of eliminated Wartburg and Buena Vista from there because those were the two track schools that I would go to. So it really just came down to mostly Grinnell and Kansas Wesleyan. And I just thought Kansas Wesleyan was the better option for me to go to.
How tough of a decision was it when track came into the picture? Because that came in later than softball. So, how hard was that for you to be able to make a decision, or was it fairly easy?
I don't want to say it was easy because it definitely wasn't easy, but I think I always knew that my heart was in softball. I did consider track just because, you know, I think I can really improve my track skills and really get somewhere, but I just definitely think that it was always softball in the end.
Where did you develop this love of softball that you have?
Well, I started playing like AAU club softball when I was about in sixth grade because I had a cousin that played in a team in Fort Dodge called Pride Softball. And so I decided that I would try it out, and then I made the team on there. And I really just fell in love with softball there because through all the practices and through all my teammates there that made me really love it. And I've always loved it since then.
You mentioned that, track, you knew you could improve your skills. Where do you want to improve in softball heading into college with this last season coming up for you with South Central Calhoun this summer?
Yeah, this summer I'm definitely wanting to improve my fielding wise because I feel like you can always get better for there. Hopefully, my batting, I can start off stronger a little early. I know last season I didn't start until maybe like halfway through with my like stronger areas, but I think this year I want to try to start off early, maybe hit a little more home runs this year. And yeah, I think I can get a lot of improvement done this year.
How did you develop that great home run swing that you have?
I think it was really my early years in softball, like back in my when I was 12 years old, I hit my first home run, and I think it was really through that my club team that really helped develop my swing and such. And then later on, once I stopped playing with club, I go to Storm Lake for my batting, and I think I really developed there too with my coach there.
So with Kansas Wesleyan, you're not just going there to get a chance to play softball and further your softball career. You're also going there to get educated. So how much did the education part play in the decision? And you told me earlier that you're going into biomedical chemistry, which sounds really smart and really complicated to me.
Yeah, so I definitely am going wanting to go to college to further my education, and it's not just for softball. So one of the main decisions was like, do I think they have a good program there? Like, what are the classes I ha will have to take, and what are the professors like do I think I can learn from them? Do I think they will help benefit me? So I think they had a good program that would help me later on in life, and if I want to further continue my education after a bachelor's degree, I think they could really help me get there.
How are you planning on kind of balancing the two, the softball season and a tough major going into?
I think it's going to be really hard at first when I'm first starting out, but I'm hoping that I'll eventually learn like a schedule that I have. I'll learn to balance it, and then I'm also hoping to like learn from my other teammates, you know, the like the older girls, they had to go through it too, so hopefully I can learn some a thing or two from them.
Well, I tell you what, Kira, it's been a pleasure getting to watch you grow and develop as a player and as a young lady. I appreciate you joining us here today to talk about this decision. Congratulations again on making the decision to go to Kansas Wesleyan, and we wish you the best of luck.
Yes, thank you so much.
Kira Hammond again from South Central Calhoun. She's going to be headed to Kansas Wesleyan to play softball and also to study biomedical chemistry.